Arachin, chapter 3, Mishnah 5, B'motze Shemra lahakul lahachmir ketzad. When it comes to the law of bringing motze Shemra, bringing an evil name, this is a man who marries a woman, and after the wedding night, he claims falsely that she was not a virgin. He had relations with her and found that she is not a virgin. So he goes around telling people that she's not a virgin. So Echad Shotzi Shemra al Hagdol Shebekunav al Haktana Shebeyisrael, doesn't matter who the woman is that he's falsely accused of not being a virgin on their marriage night. Noisen Maya Sela, he has to pay 100 sellers. That's the fine that he would have to pay if he's caught doing this. So points out the Mishnah, Nimsa Ime Bepiv, someone who falsely accuses a woman of not being a virgin, has a greater payment, Yosem in Aisa Masa, than someone who does an evil deed, right? Someone who rapes a woman or seduces her, he's only got to pay 50 sellers plus the damages and blemish, etc. But yeah, it's 100 sellers is the base payment. So you see that the verbally is worse than actually doing a deed. And says the Mishnah, Shechein Matsinu, Shelo Nechtam Gezardin al Avosainu Bamidbar, we also see that with the four fathers and mothers in the desert, in the wilderness, you know, it was only when El Al Loshon Hora, it was only Loshon Hora that sealed their fate. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Yenusu Oisi Ze Ese Pamim Velo Shamu Bekoli, that you have tried me these 10 times, Hashem saying, and have not hearkened to my voice, have not listened to my voice. So what's going on up here is the Jewish people, did many things wrong in their travels after they left Egypt in the desert. But it was only after this Loshon Hora incident with the spies, only at that point was the very severe decree put on them that they couldn't go into the land of Eretz Yisrael, that to wander in the desert for 40 years. And you see, says the Mishnah, that the act of Loshon Hora is much more severe than the many deeds that are, you know, the many wrong deeds that they did.